Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitham Tham Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Harijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakam Vitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Sri Mate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavari Paschatyadeshatharine Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Shri Mate Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Iti Namine Shri Varshavanavi Devi Daithaya Kripabdaye Krishna Sambandha Vijnana Dayane Prabhave Namaha Madhur Yojvala Premadhyaya Sri Rupanuga Bhaktida Sri Gaura Karuna Shakti Vigrahaya Namostate Namaste Gauravani Sri Murtaye Dinatharine Rupanuka Virudhapa Siddhanta Dvanda Harine Namo Gaura Kishoraya Sakshad Vairagya Murtaye Vibralamba Rasambode Padambo Jayate Namaha Namo Bhakti Vinodaya Satchidananda Namine Gaura Shakti Swarupaya Rupanuga Bhadhayate Gaura Virbhava Bhumestvam निर्देशता सज्जना प्रिया वैष्णवा सर्वभौम श्री जगन्नाथाय ते नमः। वंशाखल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नमो महावरण्याय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्याय नमने गौरदेशे नमः। पञ्चतत्त्वात्मकं कृष्णं भक्तरूपस्वरूपकं भक्तावतारं भक्तज्ञं नमामि भक्तशक्तिकं। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीना बंधु जगत्पते गोपेशा गोपिका खंधा राधा खंध नमोस्तुते। जायथं सुरथाओ भंगो मम मंदमतिर्गति मत्सर्वस्वापदं भोजाओ राधा मदन मोहनाओ। दिव्याद्वृंदारण्यकल्पद्रुमाधा श्रीमान रत्नाकर सिंहासनस्थाओ श्री श्री राधा शील गोविंद देवाओ पृष्ठाल विषेव्य मनोस्मरानी। श्रीमान रसरसारम्भी वंशी बाता तथा स्थिता घर्षण वेणु स्वनाय गोपी गोपीनाथ श्रिये सुनः। सप्तखंशन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवे प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौरभक्तवृन्द। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौरभक्तवृन्द। Thank you. Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nithananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
these prayers that we have sung are meant to invoke the blessings of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and those great souls in our disciplic succession who have propagated his causeless mercy from the beginning of time. Srila Prabhupada put great emphasis on the system of parampara because this is the original process established by Krishna himself to receive transcendental knowledge. The very glorious feature of our Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya is that it is a line of pure, unmotivated bhakti. This disciplic succession is based on the teachings of Srimad Bhagavatam, which is the ripened fruit of all the Vedic literatures. It is the cream of the Vedas, the essence of all transcendental knowledge, because it deals specifically and exclusively with pure devotional service. Devotional service which is unmixed by any aspiration to fulfill our material desires, which includes the desires for the gratification of our mind and senses, the attainment of mystic siddhis, or even liberation from the cycle of birth and death. Srimad Bhagavatam kicks out artha, kama, dhamma, moksha and exclusively propagates the constitutional nature of the soul. Jivara Swarupoi Krishnara Nitya Das, service to Krishna. The culmination of Srimad Bhagavatam is the Vrindavan Leela of Sri Krishna. The gopas and gopis of Braja demonstrated the ultimate spirit of surrender. Today is the Gita Jayanti, the day when Lord Krishna originally spoke Bhagavad Gita under that banyan tree at Jyotisar in Kurukshetra. Krishna culminates his teachings of Gita with that great sloka, Sarva Dharman Parityajya Mam Ekam Sharanam Braja Aham Tvam Sarva Papebhyo Moksha Ishami Masaja. That we should abandon all varieties of religion and just surrender to Krishna. He shall protect you from all sinful reactions. You have nothing to fear. The residents of Vrindavan demonstrated this spirit of surrender in its supreme form. They knew nothing but Krishna. They loved him so unconditionally that they were not concerned even whether or not he was God. They surrendered their body, their mind, their words, their lives to Krishna. And Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has taught us that the ultimate perfection of renunciation was established by the gopis of Vrindavan. They were willing even to violate all social etiquette, to put themselves in a situation of poverty and homelessness to please Krishna. The gopis of Braja were willing even to go to hell forever, if by doing so they could relieve Krishna's headache for even a second. That is their surrender. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu especially adopted this mood of devotional service. Thus he prayed, Na dhanam na janam na sundarim kavitam vajagadisha kamaye mama janmani janmanishwari bhavatad bhaktirahoita kitvai. People approach God throughout the world to satisfy so many of their temporary needs in this mortal world. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he taught us the standard of our parampara in this verse. When we pray to Krishna, when we chant the names of Krishna, when we offer service to Krishna, there are 9 processes of devotional service. In whatever way we are engaging in the service of the Lord, this is our aspiration. We do not want money, because we know money is just a force in which Maya binds us to the attachments of this world of death. A devotee will use money for Krishna, but he's not attached to the money. He's attached to the service. Whether Krishna gives it or takes it away, the devotee is satisfied. Lord Chaitanya said, I do not want wealth. I do not want the association of beautiful women. Nor do I want followers, disciples, or any type of recognition in this world. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur declared that the prestige of this world is compared to the dung of a boar. It's abominable. I do not even want liberation. Those yogis and jnanis who perform lifetimes of tapasya in meditation and studying of the scriptures, they aspire for liberation or the siddhis. Lord Chaitanya said, I don't want any of that. I simply want to engage in your unconditional service birth after birth after birth. This was the mood of the gopis of Vrindavan. And the supreme of all the gopis, Sri Radharani, the Ladini Shakti of Krishna, personally spoke this verse through the mouth of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Lord Chaitanya is Krishna, who has come to experience the transcendental bliss of the love of Sri Radha and to distribute that love to the world unconditionally without discrimination of who is fit and who is unfit. He's making it available to all through those who live by the principles of the Shikshastakam, Trinarapi Sunichena, Tadorapi Sahishnana, Amani na manadena kirtanya sadahari. This is our goal, not for a position, but for the state of mind by which we are feeling ourselves more humble than a blade of grass, more tolerant than a tree, ready to offer all respect to others and expecting none in return. Because in this state of mind, we could attract the heart of Sri Sri Radha Krishna when we chant their holy names.
Hare.
In our Guru Parampara, we find a line of great spiritual masters who have propagated this spirit of unalloyed devotion as taught by Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Yuga Avatar. Our disciplic succession is not simply based on diksha, because we can take diksha, but if the spiritual master is not teaching that spirit of our line of pure, unmotivated love for Krishna, the absolute truth, then the disciplic succession is broken. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur has personally given us the list that we follow in our disciplic succession. And he especially chose those great personalities in our parampara who most illustriously demonstrated this principle. Advaitacharya had 6 sons. They were all initiated. 3 of them followed the path of pure bhakti, and 3 of them did not. So our acharyas tell us that we disregard those who do not, and we worship and follow the principles of those who have. So we must all very carefully understand, what is parampara? What are we receiving? And what is the spirit in which we should receive it? This is a line of pure devotional service, a line by which our aspiration in life is to surrender to Krishna wholesale. And we are following those who lived by this principle and taught this principle. And if we accept their mercy wholeheartedly, then the mercy of Radha and Krishna will bring us back home, back to Godhead, without doubt. His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, surrendered to the essence of this great Guru Parampara. It was Nityananda Prabhu's prophecy that pure devotional service, which is available through the chanting of the holy names, will be promoted in every town and village throughout the lands. Bhakti Vinod Thakur also envisioned this. It was Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's personal instruction that his followers should become gurus and teach his message, the message of pure Harikatha, to the world. Srila Prabhupada, when he met Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur on that historical day in Calcutta at the original Gaudiya Math, Ultadanga Junction Road, he received this order from Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati. First instruction, and it was also the last instruction he ever received from his guru. Take this message of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and bring it to the world in the English language. Srila Prabhupada, when he departed from Calcutta on the Jaladuta, he was alone. His son, Vrindavan Chandra, was one of the four people that came to the docks to see his father off. If you read Prabhupada's diary, it has a list of just four people that came to see him off. One was Vrindavan, his son. I asked that youngest son of Srila Prabhupada, what were you thinking when your father, embarking on his 70th year of life, going on a cargo ship, I asked that youngest son of Srila Prabhupada, what were you thinking when your father, embarking on his 70th year of life, going on a cargo ship across the oceans to a strange land to spread Krishna consciousness? He told me how Prabhupada came walking up that ramp with such confidence and simultaneously such humility. He told me, I was proud of my father. Prabhupada had unlimited confidence. He was actually declaring war against the entire material energy worldwide because he was Trinadapi Sunichena, Tarorapi Sahishnana, Amani Namanadena Kirtaniya Sadahari. Because he was truly, genuinely humble in heart and surrendered to the will of Krishna, he understood that he's Krishna's representative. It is Krishna's mission. He was not considering the pluses or minuses of himself. He wrote that beautiful poem upon the Jaladuta, that I do not know the English language so properly. How will they understand what I speak, my dear Lord Krishna? Only if you allow my words to penetrate their hearts will they understand. I am just your puppet. As your puppet, make me dance as you like, Krishna, make me dance. Srila Prabhupada would often tell us his only qualification was that he is simply repeating the words of his spiritual master without adding or subtracting anything. It is quite fashionable to be original. One of the realizations so many sincere disciples of Srila Prabhupada have had is if you listen to the tapes of his lectures in 1966 and you listen to the tapes in 1977, he's saying the same thing. He didn't try to fashionably change his presentation. He simply spoke the truth, exactly as his spiritual master wanted him to speak the truth. He was offering us the highest realizations. Srila Prabhupada told us that the purpose of our sampradaya is to follow in the mood of the gopis of Vrindavan. But he was giving us the perfect, safest, most genuine process by which we could actually realize the innermost feelings of the love of the gopis within our own hearts. by developing a genuine service attitude. And the greatest service is to preach this message to others. Prabhupada put such great emphasis on preaching. Whether you speak nicely, or whether you can distribute his books, or whether you could cook prasad, or whether you can give some donation, or whether you worship the deity, making garlands, whatever our service is in this movement, it is all to promote the preaching of the glories of the holy name. Srila Prabhupada was very deeply concerned that those who followed him were maintaining the standards that he had given. Very strictly following the four regulative principles. Seriously endeavoring to be attentive in chanting at least 16 rounds of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra every day. Coming together on a regular basis with other Vaishnavas to perform Sankirtan. Very, very deeply make efforts to read and understand his books and to speak the words that he has given us to others. Srila Prabhupada was sending devotees hardly 1-2 years to other countries, not only to open centers, but to establish Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission in nations where his name has never been heard before. And the devotees were somewhat surprised with such an instruction. But Prabhupada told them how to do it and be successful. Just maintain these standards of chanting 16 rounds every day, having kirtan, following the regulative principles, and repeat what you have heard from me. That is perfect. Purity is the force. As soon as our ego becomes mixed in with our presentation, there is an adulteration. Our aspiration is simply to be Srila Prabhupada's messenger. And because of Srila Prabhupada's great faith in the unlimited mercy of his spiritual master, our parampara, and Sri Sri Radha Govinda, such historical service he has offered to our Guru Parampara. It is by his sacrificial devotion that we are all sitting here together today. Srila Prabhupada established himself as the founder acharya of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Sometimes he would say ISKCON is his body. If the body is sick, we shouldn't leave it. We should faithfully make it healthy again. Prabhupada taught us one of his last lessons, that if you want to show your love for me, you will do so by cooperating together to make this movement strong. How we cooperate and how we follow his teachings is how we will show our love for Srila Prabhupada. Krishna established Srila Prabhupada as founder acharya which means he is the prominent spiritual master of all of his followers for all generations to come. Essentially, our bhakti grows as our faith develops. So it is very important that we develop very deep faith in Srila Prabhupada and in his representatives. There are the Shiksha Gurus who are teaching us Srila Prabhupada and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's message through their words and their lives. And there is the Diksha Guru who has not only given us the teachings of Lord Sri Krishna, but is also giving us that formal connection through Diksha to our parampara. Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, when he offers his Mangala Charanam, he offers his worshipable obeisances to all of his gurus, to the Shiksha Gurus, to the Diksha Guru, to all the previous acharyas. They are all working together in harmony to serve the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And if we understand this spirit carefully, and we learn how to properly honor and respect all senior Vaishnavas, and we learn to experience within our lives the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, then we will be able to cross over all impediments. The path of bhakti is very difficult in this age of Kali because there are so many alternatives, endless distractions, and there will be one impediment after another that come before us. However, if we simply remain faithful to Sri Guru and Gauranga, maintain very strict sadhana, and create a wonderful unified environment amongst other Vaishnavas, where Hari Katha, Hari Kirtan, Hari Prasad, Hari Seva is what brings us together and what keeps us together. Then the mercy of the Supreme Lord, through his agents, will carry us across this vast ocean of birth and death. Today, I am sitting here speaking to all of you as the menial servant of the servant of the servant of Srila Prabhupada. In my heart, I see that all of you are so honestly and sincerely trying to serve his mission. Therefore, I feel it the greatest blessing in my life to have the opportunity to try to serve all of you. I am not a significant devotee at all. However, Srila Prabhupada has given me the order to preach his message. And as insignificant as I am, he's allowing me to continue. And what a great miracle he is performing. That his message is attracting so many hundreds and hundreds of people. All of you to dedicate and surrender your lives in devotional service. Whatever offerings you may present, they are for Srila Prabhupada. And it is my service to you to humbly accept them on his behalf. To accept them on his behalf means simply to give all glory to Srila Prabhupada. Please take this Krishna consciousness very seriously. It has taken millions of births to come to the platform where we have the mercy of Guru and Gauranga. It's the most important thing in your life. Make it your number one priority. Organize your life on every level in such a way to facilitate purifying your heart through devotional service. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Vansha kalpatadu bhyascha kripa sindhu bhya evacha patitanam pavani bhyo vaishnave bhyo namo namaha.
I would like to extend the deepest gratitude of my heart because you have accepted me as your servant, and by doing so you are helping me to fulfill my mission in life to please my beloved Guru Maharaj. Srila Prabhupada has given us something very priceless. He's given us entrance into the spiritual world. Through chanting the holy name sincerely and learning how to love Krishna through loving his devotees, by developing a genuine eagerness to hear about Krishna, we can transform this material world into Vaikuntha. Prabhupada would see Vaikuntha everywhere he looked because he was seeing in harmony with Krishna. And it was his desire that we can create this environment. And that is the greatest preaching, to create that environment. All of you are so sincerely endeavoring according to your capacities to be honest Vaishnavas. Please make that effort the most important aspect of your life. To fight over the petty delusions of this world is what Kali Yuga is all about. Do not fall into his trap. even for a moment. Be pure, exemplary, and united. And spread the glories of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Sankirtan movement, the chanting of the holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Please know that it is quite a severe austerity to sit on this seat all day. But I can honestly say that the words that were spoken, I do not in any way take seriously, because they were not for me. I know who I am and what I am. Whatever was spoken was in genuine appreciation for that power of my Guru Maharaj that is enlightening all of you. It may be reflecting through me. That is his greatness. If the mirror takes credit for reflecting the sun, that is illusion. But what is so very meaningful to me is the opportunity to exchange affection and appreciation between each other. What we're actually doing is exchanging what Lord Krishna, through his parampara, has given us. None of us have anything. But if we can just learn to love and appreciate each other by exchanging this wonderful gift of Krishna consciousness, it is the most joyful, blissful way of life. Srila Prabhupada, our beloved Gurudev, has given us each other. We are all serving in various roles, in various ways, his divine mission. And I am deeply feeling fulfillment and gratitude toward you, because you are giving me an opportunity to serve my spiritual master that I could have never dreamt of. Just a few years ago, I thought my lifelong service was milking a few cows, brushing them nicely, going out to the pastures, and bringing them back to the Goshala to offer their milk to Krishna. Never did I expect that Krishna would put me in contact with such a wonderful herd and allow me to help Prabhupada to herd all of you back to the Goshala, to offer the essence of your lives in the service of Krishna. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.